Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narches Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Punishment-Free Parenting, The Brain-Based Way to Raise Kids Without Raising Your Voice, is a contemporary parenting guide by John Fogel that argues for replacing fear-based discipline with empathy, emotional regulation, and brain-aware parenting. Positioned in the practical parenting and child development genre, the book draws on neuroscience, developmental psychology, and pediatric-informed thinking to explain why yelling, threats, bribes, and punishment often fail to change behavior in lasting ways. Instead of centering control, it emphasizes understanding what drives misbehavior, recognizing parental triggers, and responding in ways that support connection and teaching. The book is written for parents and caregivers who want a structured alternative to punitive discipline without abandoning boundaries or accountability. Its purpose is not simply to recommend gentler language, but to offer a workable framework for calmer, more attuned family relationships that can interrupt inherited cycles of reactive parenting. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why punishment is presented as behavior management, not real teaching. A central argument in the book is that punishment may stop behavior temporarily, but it does not necessarily help children understand what went wrong or build better self-regulation. Fogel frames punitive responses as short-term control strategies that can shift a child's attention toward avoiding consequences rather than reflecting on the behavior itself. That distinction matters because the book treats discipline as intentional teaching, not simply enforcement. In this view, the goal is not to win a moment of compliance through fear or pressure, but to help children internalize safer and more appropriate ways of acting. This also explains why the book avoids presenting punishment as morally neutral. Instead, it suggests that repeated reliance on threats or yelling can damage trust and make cooperation more fragile. By reframing discipline as guidance, the book pushes readers to evaluate whether their responses actually build understanding or merely suppress the visible symptom while leaving the underlying problem untouched. Secondly, how the book uses brain science to explain child behavior. The book's brain-based approach is one of its defining features. Rather than treating misbehavior as evidence of defiance alone, it encourages readers to consider the developmental limits of a child's brain, especially around impulse control, emotional regulation, and problem solving. The underlying message is that children are still learning how to manage big feelings and respond to stress. So adult interpretations of their actions need to account for immaturity, not just intent. This does not mean lowering expectations. It means matching expectations to developmental reality. By tying behavior to neuroscience and developmental psychology, the book gives parents a more precise explanation for why a child may melt down, resist transitions, or act impulsively even when they know the rules. That framework is useful because it shifts the parent away from personalizing every conflict. A child's behavior can then be understood as a communication signal, often pointing to overload, unmet need, fatigue, hunger, or disconnection, rather than simple disrespect. Thirdly, managing the parent's emotional triggers before correcting the child, Fogel places substantial emphasis on the parent's internal state, arguing that a calmer child response depends heavily on a regulated adult response. This is a significant shift from discipline models that focus almost exclusively on correcting the child. The book encourages readers to notice their own triggers, name the feelings that arise in moments of conflict, and interrupt automatic reactions, such as shouting or threatening. That matters because parents often act from stress, shame, exhaustion, or unresolved memories from their own upbringing. The book does not treat this as a moral failure. Instead, it presents it as a human pattern that can be examined and changed. By doing so, it creates room for self-awareness without self-condemnation. The practical implication is that discipline becomes slower and more deliberate. Before addressing the behavior, the parent must be able to regulate enough to respond rather than react. This focus on parental emotional work is one of the book's strongest contributions because it recognizes that family conflict is often co-created by the adult environment, not generated by the child alone. Fourthly, meeting unmet needs instead of escalating conflict. Another major theme is the idea that behavior problems often emerge from unmet needs rather than intentional wrongdoing. This perspective does not excuse harmful behavior, but it changes the diagnostic starting point. Instead of asking how to make a child obey faster, the book asks what the child may be communicating through resistance, tantrums, or refusal. Hunger, fatigue, sensory overload, lack of transition support, and emotional disconnection are all examples of conditions that can drive disruptive behavior. The book uses this logic to promote problem solving over punishment. A practical consequence is that parents are encouraged to look for the cause beneath the visible behavior, and then respond in a way that addresses the cause directly. That might mean adjusting routines, clarifying expectations, repairing a rupture, or offering support. This approach is effective because it is both compassionate and concrete. It does not rely on vague encouragement to be nicer. It insists that parents become more observant, more curious, and more willing to treat behavior as information rather than provocation. Lastly, repair grace and breaking generational cycles in family life. The book also stands out for treating repair as a normal and necessary part of parenting. Rather than assuming that good parents never lose patience, it acknowledges that mistakes happen and argues that the response to those mistakes matters. Repair can include apologizing, revisiting the situation, clarifying rules, or reconnecting after conflict. This is important because it reduces the pressure on parents to be perfect and instead encourages accountability and restoration. The book's broader aim is to help families break cycles inherited from earlier generations, especially cycles shaped by shouting, control, and fear. It presents this change not as a quick technique, but as a relational and emotional shift that takes time. By combining grace for the child with grace for the parent, the book develops a model of family life grounded in trust, not intimidation. That makes the message more durable than a simple discipline checklist. It is asking readers to redesign the emotional culture of the home so that boundaries, empathy, and connection can coexist. In conclusion, punishment-free parenting is best suited for parents, caregivers, educators, and family professionals who want a practical alternative to reactive discipline but do not want advice that is vague or overly idealistic. Readers who are already questioning yelling, threats, bribes, or harsh consequences will find a clear framework for replacing those habits with emotionally grounded, brain-aware responses. The book can be especially useful for adults trying to break patterns from their own childhoods because it treats parental triggers and repair as central issues rather than side notes. Its main benefit is that it connects compassion with structure. It does not ask readers to ignore behavior problems, only to address them in ways that are more likely to teach and connect. Compared with many parenting books, it stands out for being both accessible and anchored in contemporary neuroscience and developmental insight. It is less about a single discipline technique than about changing the emotional logic of the home. That broader framing gives it lasting value for readers seeking not just calmer moments, but a more secure family culture. If you would like to support John Fogel, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.